This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Now, the campaign against anti-Semitism is one of the many anti-racist groups that has condemned a decision by the Crown Prosecution Service to drop hate charges against the so-called Convoy for Palestine in May 2021. Their convoy drove through North London waving Palestinian flags and shouting anti-Semitic abuse and were subsequently charged with using insulting words and behaviour, likely to incite racial hatred. But the CPS announced this week that the charges were being dropped because there was no longer a realistic prospect of either defendant being convicted. But I was to ask, how do we promote interfaith dialogue to help prevent this from happening in the future? If we look at the recent events in Leicester, for example, both Hindu and Muslim leaders joined together to try and allay tensions and stop violent behaviour between some of their communities. To discuss this story, I'm joined by the editor of the Jewish Chronicle, Jake Wallace Simmons, and co-founder of the Muslim Debate Initiative, Abdullah Andalasi. Thank you both for joining me today. Jake, I'll start with you. It seems incredible that hate charges against those two men were dropped, given that they were filmed shouting explicitly anti-Semitic abuse. What do you make of that?
Well, I think the important thing to point out here is that it's part of a pattern. There were four people charged, actually, originally in the convoy. The charges against two men were dropped last July, and now the final two charges have also been dropped. But there are two other cases as well of violence and aggression against Jews back from last Christmas time. One was the infamous incident on Oxford Street when Jewish teenagers were accosted by men and had to barricade themselves into a bus and drive off. Mm-hmm. And the other was a quite nasty knife attack by somebody shouting he wanted to kill a Jew, and it was only the victim's martial arts training that allowed him to escape with his life. Those two cases as well, despite numerous examples of CCTV evidence, were dropped by either Metropolitan Police or the CPS, saying it was not possible to bring prosecutions. So there's a pattern emerging which appears to suggest the police and the CPS not taking seriously enough attacks and aggression against Jews.
Okay. So, Abdullah, do you think that this incident shows that there needs to be more done to promote interfaith dialogue and prevent these kinds of acts?
I'm not really sure this is something about a lack of interfaith dialogue or so. I think that these reprehensible individuals who used ghastly language, racist language, sectarianism language, is not something that anyone who's right-thinking could condone. But I believe that if you're looking at the context, these individuals, they were in a demonstration for Palestine and they unfortunately acquitted themselves very poorly. They were demonstrating against racist policies of Israel, and they themselves manifested racism. They fought fire with fire, and that is, unfortunately, and everyone ends up burning, which is the wrong approach to
well,
do.
Well, I'm happy for you to say they were protesting, but I won't have you sitting here say they were protesting racist values. They were protesting things that they disagree with, fine. But what about you, Jake? Do you think that interfaith could help here in this kind of situation in the future?
Well, what they were protesting against was the war in Gaza, which was a very complex affair involving 3,000 rockets shot into Israeli civilian areas, as well as the military response. But let's leave that aside. Interfaith dialogue is always helpful and is always good. And I think that, it's always good to try and build bridges and combat the rise of prejudice and bigotry and alienation and aggression coming from one community towards another. But let's make no bones about it. This is about Israel. This, of course, is about Jews. But Israel has become the issue, the lightning rod for modern-day anti-Semitism, whereas anti-Semites from the past used to talk about deride Jews for their race or for their religion in medieval times and their race in the 20th century. Now it's about their nation-state. You know, as Howard Jacobson put it, it's the old hatred decanted into new bottles. Right. If we're going to combat modern anti-Semitism, we need to try to dispel the myths and bigotry surrounding attitudes towards Israel.
So Abdullah.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry.
This is clearly a matter centered around a foreign region in the Middle East. Why is it so prevalent that the violent protests are taking place on British soil?
Well, I mean, if you look at, for example, just this year, there was a demonstration by Zionists through Jerusalem, shouting death to Arabs. They marched through Christian Arab and Muslim Arab quarters, and they were shouting that quite prominently. Israeli politicians regularly mention very racist statements against Arabs. And of course, there's no prosecutions in Israel for racism.
No, that doesn't. That's
racist statements.
My point being is this.
We
I'm interested in why
I know,
have people
I know.
In London or in this country, in cities in this country, shouting racist, anti-Semitic abuse towards another country. That's the question. It's not about what an Israeli politician is saying.
No, they were shouting racist abuse against an ethnicity, which is wrong. I'm of the opinion that Israel and Jews have nothing to do with each other. As much as Israel would like to portray itself as representing all Jews, but there are many Jews who are conscientious criticizers of Israel because of its racist laws.
Stop right there. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I'm not going
to
take that nonsense on my program. Thank you.
Well, editor of the if you want.
Editor of the Jewish Chronicle, Jake Wallace-Simmons, thank you very much. And co-founder of the Muslim Debate Initiative, Abdullah Al-Andersali. Plenty more to come this afternoon. After the break, today marks...